Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, on the Best Hour on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/coursemastery, and also on our website, truethought.org, truethought.org. And today we're going to be discussing Lesson 247 in A Course in Miracles workbook. And I say we because I'm joined by my lovely wife, Reverend A. And we are excited to be sharing this lesson with you today and for you to be sharing this space with us. So let's just join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind. Sin is the symbol of attack. Behold it anywhere, and I will suffer. For forgiveness is the only means whereby Christ's vision comes to me. Let me accept what His sight shows me as the simple truth, and I am healed completely. Brother, come and look, come and let me look on you. Your loveliness reflects my own. Your sinlessness is mine. You stand forgiven, and I stand with you.
So would I look on everyone today. My brothers and sisters are your children. Your fatherhood created them and gave them all to me as part of you and my own self as well. Today I honor you through them, and thus I hope this day to recognize myself. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind.
And so it is. Let's join again together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. So in our lesson today, we're talking about sinlessness. In A Course in Miracles, Jesus tells us that God guarantees your sinlessness. But sin certainly seems to be, you know, something that we are all struggling with on one level or another. And it's really self-condemnation, self-judgment that we're dealing with. In the very last sentence of the prayer today, the italicized paragraph, He says, today I honor you through them, which is our brothers and sisters. We're honoring love itself through recognizing love in our brothers and sisters. And thus I hope this day to recognize myself, capital S, self. This lesson points to the, I want to say, fractionated mind that we are experiencing. We feel we're separate from God. We believe we're separate, not just from God, but from our brothers and sisters. We believe we're separate from all things, a single sovereign entity in and of ourselves as bodies. But we are also unaware of our capital S true self. And of course, in miracles, again, it's referred to as the Holy Spirit, but it also is referred to as nothing more than your capital R, right, capital M, mind, your right mind. That is that aspect of you that God has created as what you are, this individuation and perfection, one with God, and at the same time, unique. And that self, that capital S self, is not consumed by illusion, fooled or hypnotized by the concept of the constructs of separation. And it's available to us and always with us because it is us. So today we have a plethora of sounds all around us. Our neighbors are having their yards mowed, and we have some alarm going off in another room, and So we could apologize for it, or we could practice allowance and acceptance. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind. That is the high call of our journey, is to be okay with everything just as it is and just as it isn't. So today, we will honor God, because God is in all things. Everything is a vibration. Everything is sound. Everything is energy. Everything is frequency. And everything is love. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind.
And suddenly it's silent. Mm-hmm. Everything just stopped. I don't know if the audience can hear all of that or not, but we sure could. And I was just smiling at my husband because he's the sound guy. And reading and knowing that it is not as he would have preferred it to be. And therein lies the opportunity, as he said, for forgiveness and allowance, which allowance is kind of code for forgiveness anyway. And so, you know, what I'm getting is, if I wish to see, if I wish to know myself, if I wish for peace, if these are my desires, it doesn't happen unless I am willing to forgive. And we can't bypass that. We don't get around that. Any reaction, whether it seems to be triggered by other human beings, other spirit bodies, whether it seems to be triggered by the world of events, whether it seems to be triggered by the noises that surround our intention for quiet, anything becomes this opportunity to forgive. And I was really struck by the first sentence that says, sin is the symbol of attack. Sin is the symbol of attack. Behold it anywhere and I suffer. And, you know, the sin of judging anybody, anything, and making it wrong. In our world right now, there are so many things that are the backdrop for us to be able to practice this. Any time and every time I feel myself reacting in anger or with attack or even just with dissatisfaction or irritation, that it's an opportunity for me to pause and to look within and what is there for me to forgive in that moment. That I glorify God, I glorify the divine self, as I glorify and see and love one another in all of creation. What is true for me is true for all. No one's left out. All are indeed welcome and indeed required. So may we understand forgiveness. May we practice forgiveness. May we see. And may we bless all who we see, all that we see, that through our forgiveness we see only love. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind.
And so it is. Thank you for joining us today with this lesson. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course. We'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send